Now, back to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling, Tom Crawford, the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS. Want to invite Andrea Nelson in joining us. And Andrea, you were out at Fowler last night. You saw PW Fowler in that showdown, first place showdown in the CMAC, a conference that everyone plays everyone, and that's the entire season.
No non-conference play.
And that is one of the most storied rivalries in mid-Michigan history. Fowler ranked the number one program over the last 35 years in the Lansing State Journal since the playoff era began. Can you describe the atmosphere last night at Fowler?
Oh, it was great. I mean, there wasn't an empty seat, anywhere to stand along the fence. There were so many people there. The student sections were crazy. The fans were crazy. Everyone in the press box was screaming and yelling. It was wonderful.
In terms of the stars of that game, it sounded like it was pretty even for a while, and then Fowler just shifted gears.
Yeah, I mean, it was scoreless in the first quarter, and then PW went up 8-6 at the half, and then Fowler, I talked to Coach K afterwards, he said they made some adjustments at half and didn't let PW score again and just completely dominated the rest of the game.
You know, Tom, when we talk about coaches who've done an unbelievable job, Craig Kenichnet, how about that? Your coach takes a principal's job.
Right before the season
over
starts.
Over Fulton.
Right.
And suddenly, hey, guess what? Somebody got to come in here and pick up the ball and run with it. And I'd say he's running pretty well.
Yeah, they are doing very well. I mean, Fowler had a couple of a non-Fowler caliber years there, but they've certainly bounced back. When I think of Fowler, and what I really appreciate in the Lansing State Journal today, you see their uniforms. They don't change.
Right.
You know,
right.
It's got
the same.
The blue helmet, the white stripe, Fowler and the number, and a couple of, you know, bars on the sleeves. And that's the way Fowler is. And so it's good to see them back in the hunt because when I think of Fowler, I think of, you know, on Thanksgiving weekend. They've been down there at Ford Field a lot. And
four titles, right?
Yeah. It's been a great program. This is a great rivalry. And I'm sure you enjoyed being out there last night. You know, what you saw last night, Andrea, is what I used to witness when I was down in Southeast Texas covering high school football. Everybody comes out. I mean, everybody. You don't have to have a kid in the program, a son or daughter in the high school or anything, or even in K-12. Everybody comes out. It sounds like that's what the case was last night.
Yeah, it was, and it was the same way with my hometown too. It was a community game. Mm-hmm. It wasn't just the students and the athletes. Everyone was at the game, and everyone was out on the field after the game. Whether you knew the people or not, you were just happy for the program.
We are not encouraging a crime wave here, but if someone wanted to rob a convenience store or a bank in Fowler or Pawamo or Westphalia, last night was the night to do it.
Oh, definitely. There, like I said, there wasn't any empty space at the field, and everyone was at that game.
Any individual heroes, any players who stood out for you, anyone whose contributions particularly noteworthy?
Well, like you said, it was pretty even. The quarterback, Dustin Wirth, had a couple good passes. They had some good runs, but no one...
Balanced offense.
Yeah, it was great. I enjoyed it a lot because everybody was contributing.
One of the top games in the area last night, Tom, was Portland at Williamston. It didn't look that way for a while. It was 21-0 Williamston, and it seemed like the game was basically over. And then Portland scored just before the half, came back, made it 21-21. And then it was touchdown, and
got things going for Williamson. You know, Williamson is for real, and when you Lansing Catholic next week, is that those two?
Yeah, it's on a Saturday afternoon.
Okay, now
what
was this playoff time here? What's this about? I don't understand. Why high school football is Friday night?
That's when it's going to be played. It's a home game for Lansing Catholic, and maybe where it's played. I'm not sure why it's on
Saturday.
Oh, it is
a home game for Lansing Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it's okay. So,
Williamson plays their home games on Fridays.
Yeah, and yeah. I thought Lansing Catholic played their home games at the old Holt High School, the old field.
The junior high.
Yeah.
Yeah. And for whatever reason.
Double booking?
Whatever reason, they're going to play on Saturday afternoon, I was told.
Well, I hope it's a great weather. That'll be a great game, and two pretty potent teams right there. Both of them are very, very good.
How about Dylan Monette last night?
Yeah.
what he had, three touchdown catches and one touchdown pass.
Yeah.
On a wing back pass, option pass.
I've seen these two Dillons in 7-on-7s against East Lansing the last two summers. They are very talented. They got kind of a chemistry going on between the two of them, and it's a very good Williamston team. And now there's a legitimate candidate of all these teams when we had Dan Bogan on here a few minutes ago about all the balance and everything. Now there's a team that could make a run for Ford Field. We talked about it. Hasn't happened around here as far as a title goes since 2000 with the Grand Ledge Comets. So this one could be a candidate here in Division Four, which is a winnable division. I mean, it's not. I mean, I think Division Three is really, really hard, and Division Four is more workable.
Absolutely. And that was not the only big game last night. There were a lot of others, as we've talked about earlier in the show. There were a lot of great performances last night. Any others that catch your eye?
Talk, I just go back to Mason. I'm looking forward to when they take on the Sexton Big Reds.
Some people weren't that big on Mason yesterday.
I guess I'm basing it on the score, so yeah. I'm gonna be real shallow.
Well, I saw Okemos give Grand Ledge all they wanted a week ago.
I've seen
could have won that game.
I've seen Okemos on film, on tape, whatever. They look good, you know. And this is a well coached team. And I just think that when I look at the score and I look at the stats, Mason has to be good.
Yeah, Scott, what were you gonna say?
I just want to brag about my alma mater. The Lapeer East Eagles are 4-0. They beat Lapeer West 43-6.
Whoa. How come they're playing them so early? Isn't it a rivalry game?
It is, but I mean, it's not scheduled, really. It's just kind of whenever it happens. But they are 4-0, combined score on the season, 179-12. And the coach, one of my best friends growing up, Jake Weingartz, he's a guy. The only reason I bring it up, listen for that name in the future. He's 25 years old. He's a great coach, and
you can move up the ladder. Huh?
Yes, yes.
You just ruined my day. Lapeer West, where I coached, lost to Lapeer East. Never supposed to do that.
Not just lost, was sounds dominated, like 43-6 at West.
You know, when we were coaching at West, and then East came in. It's a newbie, you know. They just
East is a newbie.
Yeah. And the one
we're
thing
doing this
we were
for
told,
the Genesee County audience out there, okay.
Lapeer County audience, yeah.
Or Lapeer.
We
County.
Were just told, hey, you're not going to lose to these guys. If you're going to lose to Swartz Creek, so be it. But you're not going to lose to East. And we never did. But eventually, that changed, even though Lapeer West won a state championship. But a lot of good football up there. Jake Long.
No, Jake Long was Lapeer East or West?
East. We all grew up in the same neighborhood.
Okay.
Both Jakes and I.
Okay.
All right. Well, what about some other performances last night? Looks like Saranac has a team we haven't seen in a long time. And there are a few others, Tom. There are some other teams that probably deserve a shout-out.
Well, yeah. We talked about Lansing Catholic. I mean, they pound people.
And that game was close early. It sounded like they were struggling. And all of a sudden, they just shift gears, and there goes the Maserati.
14, yeah, that's pretty domination. Fowlerville is a good – they beat Charlotte there. You know, they've won 3 out of 4. There's and DeWitt, keeps rolling along.
Well, that was a running clock in the second quarter.
Against Eaton Rapids. And Eaton Rapids, that school is struggling with their football program. I love to see the Greyhounds bounce back. And then East Lansing's got to get Spencer Treadwell back. You know, the Treadwells have had some injury problems. Blake now for Michigan State is finally coming off the injury list. We've been playing it tonight against Notre Dame. And Spencer's been out now for 3 games. And so we thought he was going to be ready to go, but he didn't play, so we'll see and get him back for Okemos.
Yeah, and there are a lot of championship implication games coming up in the next week. We talked about that game with Williamston and Lansing Catholic. We talked about the game with Sexton and Mason coming up, but you've got Grand Ledge's got some work to do in the Blue Division yet too. So.
Oh yeah, I mean you can't when Dan was on here, you cannot take a Friday night off or you're going to get bit in the behind.
We will be right back, and we're going to talk with Alan Pinkett, former Notre Dame star. I can still see him running up and down the field at Spartan Stadium at 256
Number
yards.
Number 25, right?
Number 20.
20.
Number That's 20. Right. Alan Pinkett from Virginia. We'll be back with him and Keith Jackson coming up. George Blaha as well, and Michael Rothstein of AnnArbor.com. We'll find out what's really going on down there and see how good the Wolverines are. We'll be right back. The Jack and Tom Show.